What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. Come on. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. You know, it's always a privilege and an honor to come on here and come together with the people of God. Psalm 133, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Verse 3 declares that right there, God commands a blessing. Did you hear that? Right there, in that very moment, God commands a blessing. In that very moment, in that very instance, when we come together and unify, even there, the Lord commands a blessing. No wonder why the enemy hates us to unify and be together, because he knows the power of unity. You know why that Holy Ghost was able to fall? Because they were unified. You know why the power of God was able to flow in an unprecedented way? Because they were unified. It says that in Acts chapter 2. It says they were with one accord. That's why that Holy Ghost fell. That's why the power manifested. You know why God had to confuse the language? Because they were unified. It's powerful to be unified, but it's also even powerful to be unified in speech. Unified in thought and unified in speech. For your words to become unified, for you to say the same thing. As a matter of fact, if you ever go to Africa and hear them pray, everybody is actually speaking in the same tongue. Literally, they're Abusha, Abaja, 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 Abaja. That's what they're doing. They're unified. They're bringing everybody into one accord. And they're doing that for a reason. Because when we come together and pray and intercede on one accord, it causes things to happen and shift and change on our behalf. I'm going to let Pastor Butler again pray for a good 10 minutes. And then if Sister Purdy is ready, give her 5 minutes. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. And then I'm going to touch heaven and pray a prayer that God has given me. Now, I notice you all notice that I'm not praying as much, and it's for a reason. I'm getting myself together. I'm saving all of my energy. You know, I'll be fasting soon. I'm fasting now. Well, I'm actually on a little consecration, but, you know, I would call it a dedication. Consecration is more like when you don't eat nothing at all. So I'm more like on a dedication. But I'm doing this for a reason, preparing myself for the new year, preparing myself for what God's getting ready to do in the life of KCC, in the life of the church. I'm just preparing myself, getting myself ready. So I'm pushing everybody to pray, to intercede, all right? And so that's why I got Pastor Butler doing it, getting Sister Purdy, letting her use their strength. I'm saving my strength, because I'm going to be prophesying to 500 people, at least. And not on watch night. Let me make sure I get that clear. Not on watch night. But I have to get ready to get my mind in position. Right now, my mind is overflowing with revelation of this word and just insight. The heavens are open and decisions that I have to make as I prepare for what he's about to do. Because 2022 is your year. I declare that. I said I declare that. That 2022 is your year of abundance, favor, breakthrough, change, turnaround. I'm talking about things that you've been wanting to manifest for years are going to happen in 2022. You know how I know? Because you're going to pray them into existence. You're going to pray it through. You're going to target it in prayer, and it's going to happen. Your life is changing, and because your life is changing, you got to prepare yourself. So I'm just pacing myself, what God's getting ready to do. And, of course, on tomorrow, we're going to pray. And then Wednesday, again, we're praying. But I'm just pacing myself. So I want you to know that we're praying and things are happening. But while I'm quiet and also interceding, the Lord is also giving me ideas and insights and revelations on what to do as we move this movement around the world. Amen. We're going to change the world. That's right, and you need to thank God that you are a part of who's going to change the world. I'm talking about some of you are going to be going to every city I go to, and you know why? because all of the resources that you need to be able to travel with the underground prayer movement, God's going to put the money in your hands. I need you to already be in faith, trusting God, because we're praying that. We're praying that. All right, so let me hush so we can get in prayer. I'm running my mouth too much. Let's get in prayer. Pastor Butler's going to pray for 10 minutes. Sister Purdy, 5 minutes, and then I'm going to close this out. But I'm just preserving myself because we're getting ready to war. Pastor Butler?
Yes, sir. More grace and peace be multiplied. Amen. KCC family, let's get ready to go before His Majesty in prayer. Let's believe that God's going to do the supernatural. In the book of Luke, chapter 17, and verse 1, we find these words are recorded. Then said He unto the disciples, "It is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come." Did you hear that? Woe unto him through whom they come. They coming, but woe unto them by whom they, amen, are coming through. Then Proverbs 18 and verse 19. Proverbs 18 and verse 19. Amen. And the Bible says there that a brother offended is harder to be won than a city, than a strong city. And their contentions are like iron brass. Another scripture, another version said that a brother that has been offended is harder to be brought back or won than a city that is fortified and reinforced. We're praying against the spirit of offense. We're praying against the spirit of offense because I see how easy it is to allow offense to distract your mind, your spirit, and your will. And it can immediately cause you to fall out of line with where God wants you to receive, because the person that you ought to receive it from, you done got offended by. So let's pray. Amen. Father, glory to God. We decree and we declare. Hallelujah. May the spirit of offense be dismantled in every area of our life. As we pray, God, we arrest the spirit of offense. God, we choose to forgive because you have forgiven us. Thank you for the great peace, and nothing shall by any means, Lord Jesus, offend us and cause us to stumble, trip, and fall. We come against the spirit of offense and decree that offense is not our king. Offense is not our ruler. It is not our guide. It is not something that directs and guides us, and we do not operate in the spirit of offense that manipulate and dictate and orchestrate our feelings to our demise. But rather, we thank you right now that we are not offended. Hallelujah, because you said, "Blessed are they that love your law, and nothing shall by any means offend them." We pray for the great love of your law. We pray for your word to become, Lord Jesus Christ, better than our necessary food, that we would esteem it higher than that. We decree and declare that your word, Lord, is our delight. It's like apples of gold in the pitchers of silver. We cause your word, Lord Jesus Christ, that we fall in love with it, that nothing, I mean nothing, shall by any means offend us. We decree that we will never be offended. We're free from offense in the matchless name of Jesus. Oh, Rabba, Katalabe. Come on and pray, pray. Pray for every offense that has been brought against you. Pray for every offense that has been brought against you. Hallelujah. Pull it down. Refuse to entertain it. We refuse to, Lord Jesus Christ, contemplate on it. Hallelujah. We give no place to the enemy to create a movie theater out of our minds. Hallelujah. To think on things and create, hallelujah, imaginations based off of offenses. We forgive, Lord, because you forgave us. We release them because you released us. Glory to God. And we decree and declare that we love them. We, Lord Jesus, embrace them. We refuse to be offended no matter what they have said about us, no matter what they have done to us, no matter, Lord Jesus, how they have, Lord, scandalized our name. We refuse to be offended. extended bad in the name of Jesus. For we do not allow it to be a cantankerous cancer that eats up our joy, eats up our peace, eats up our Lord Jesus Christ prosperity, eats up our Lord Jesus Christ focus. Father, but we rather focus on our focus, and that is looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Nothing shall by any means offend us. Hallelujah. Not by word, not by deed, not by situation or circumstance that the enemy devised for our demise by those who have allowed themselves to be used by satanic and demonic activity. In the name of Jesus. Hey, glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We stand up in the boldness and in the power of your might. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name, in Jesus' name, glory, glory, glory. Have a, in the name of Jesus. Our next prayer is coming from Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 10. Hallelujah. We lift up our man of God. We appreciate God for him. Amen. The voice to bring heaven and earth together. Amen. We continually cover him. I want to say this real quickly for you intercessors. Amen. Mother Good has been pulling them together to pray specifically. Amen. And in totality for the pastor. Amen. I want the intercessors from every location. I said I want the intercessors from every location to do the same. Get with Mother Good. Amen. And let's Abba, cool, Shanai. Hallelujah. And I want you to unite from every location, hallelujah, for the same cause and the same purpose in Jesus' name. All right. Matthew 6 and verse number 1, we find these words recorded. Take heed that ye do. It says Matthew 6 and verse 1, take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen. Hallelujah. No, 6 and 10. I'm sorry, 6 and 10. I meant the wrong one. That we pray, amen, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We are praying the will of God be enforced in our life. We are praying the will of God be enforced concerning our life, highly concerning every area of our life, that the will of God would not only be done, but that it would be made manifest in us. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thy will be done in us first. Hallelujah. As we are in the earth, in us first, let your will be made manifest. Let us become obedient, submissive, and yielded to the will that others may see. In Jesus' name, come on, let's pray. Lamb of God in heaven, in the matchless name of Jesus, thou Lion of the tribe of Judah, we thank you for giving us, Lord, your word that's a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. Now, God, we enforce the will of God concerning our life, and we declare that we shall see the will of God manifested, not only manifested, but God manifested in every area of our life, in our physical life, in our monetary life, in our Lord Jesus Christ's spiritual life, in our relationships, in our Lord's psychology, hallelujah, in our mentality, in the name of Jesus. Thy will be done not only in earth, but let it be done first in us, those who have you have redeemed from the hand of the enemy, who you have brought out, that sin has no more dominion over us, that we are free from sin and cannot sin. Hallelujah. Let your will now be wrought through us. Let us manifest the glory of God. Hallelujah. Even through the face of Jesus, through the church, which is his body, which we are microcosms, part of that body. In the name of Jesus, the will of God we decree and declare to be manifest and come to fruition in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that we come against every resistance, every hindrance, every wall, every obstacle, every adversary in the name of Jesus and their initiated power. We dismantle it. We destroy it. We pull it down. Now, Hamashokapa, There will be no halt to the will of God for our life. There will be no delay in the will of God for our life. Motaya, hallelujah, it will manifest. It will come to pass. It will come to fruition. It will come to consummation. It will come that you be glorified and others be edified. And we give you praise now. We give you glory now in advance that it is already done. And we thank you, Master, for the favor that you've given unto us. Favor, Lord, hallelujah, and that you have chosen us to manifest your will, your glory in the earth. Lord, we honor you. We bless you. We adore you. Hey, glory for such gifts that you've given unto men. Thank you for calling us, hallelujah, with our weaknesses, frailties, hallelujah, to bring forth the glory of God, hallelujah, in the earth. We give you divine praise in the matchless, mighty name of Jesus, the blessed Christ, Son of the living God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, and it is so.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go for it, Sister Purdy.
Amen. I do give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I give honor to our great pastor, our overseer, our man of God, our pastor after God's own heart. And I give honor to this prayer call that everything that is being said is going out into the atmosphere, interrupting the plans of the enemy. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Oh, halamosi gato rabaha. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, God. And Father, we thank you for Psalms 12 and 3, God, where you say the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I'll be coming from James 3, verses 4. It says, behold, also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. And even though the prayers are going out and the man of God is coming forth like a mighty rushing wind, overthrowing the works of the enemy and bringing all wickedness to an end, there are still voices that's going out that's causing cross-contamination, that's causing shipwreck and causing derailment because of what they're speaking out of their mouth. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we come before your throne of grace, God. Oh, Father, to give you glory, honor, and praise, God. We thank you, Lord, for letting the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thine sight. Oh, Lord, thy strength and our Redeemer. Oh, God, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Oh, Kalala Mosiah. Oh, God, we rebuke the words, God, that have come forth contrary to this prayer call, God, that want to cause a forest fire of the good trees, and that the value of those good trees burn and not come forth for the body of Christ. We dethrone, God, the activities of those contrary spirits. We rebuke the mischief, God. We dethrone the negative power, God, and the ill will influence of the tongue, causing flames of controversy, shame, and low self-esteem, Father. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke where they call one to become undutiful, God, steering from the discourse, God. Hey, God, for the effects of this prayer call, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we rebuke large quantity of combustible materials, of hexes and vexes, and hey, and chantings, and incantations and divinations, God. Hey, God, that's been sent out in neighborhoods, God. That's been sent out in regions, God. That's been sent out against this prayer, God. Oh, God, to destroy souls, God. Father, we uproot those words right now from the earth, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call forth the blood of Jesus to do a divine counterattack. Right now, Father, in Jesus' name, God. Oh, God, we dethroned every shipwreck, God. Hey, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you reverse it right now in Jesus' name. Oh, God, that everything come forth, Father, in its divine formation, God, according to your most holy plan, Lord, and thy divine will, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, we thank you for glorifying this prayer call, God, in the name of Jesus, that it come forth with the glory, God, that it had, God, even before we entered into our mother's womb, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, it's through this prayer call, God, that we trust in you, Lord, with all our heart, God, and that we lean not to our own understanding, God, but in all our ways, Lord, we acknowledge you, God, and that you direct our path, God. Oh, God, direct our path for divine understanding, God, in this hour, God. Direct our path for insight, Lord. Direct our path for wisdom, God, that we stay on the discourse for which this call is being stirred in, Lord, by our man of God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let the governor lifted of this call, God, stir, God, for what's needed for Kingdom City Church, Lord. Oh, God, that we be that light on the hill, Lord, that cannot be hid, Lord, that we be the salt of the earth that has not lost its Savior. Oh, God, that we carry the value, God, throughout all the land that is needed, Father. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, because we are not of the world, God. The world do not love us, God, because you have chosen us out of the world. Hey, God, therefore the world hated us, God. And, God, we hate them too, God, because we love what you love and we hate what you hate, God. And we thank you, God, for the divine order of this call. We rebuke every unruly tongue that has come up against this call. We rend it null and void. We overturn it. We overturn it. We overturn it. We overturn it. And we send it back to swallow up the sinner in the mighty name of Jesus. And we call forth the earth to open up and swallow up every contrary word in the name of Jesus and chew it all the way down to the bottomless pit. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, let it go into the place of fire, brimstone, and sulfur. Let it be not our portion. Oh, God, we rise and we shine and we give you the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Mandala waki bandala hazaya. For the Bible declares that his yoke is easy. Matthew 11:29. He said in his word, he said, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God's way is easy. Okay, what nobody tell you. I know the enemy wants you to believe it got to be hard. That devil ain't nothing but a liar. He said, my yoke is easy. That's what the word gospel means. I was telling somebody. Gospel is a hyperbole. It's not a word that's really used much in the Greek. It's an hyperbole. It's like a word, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. No one uses that word, but it's a very exciting word. You understand? It's a word that's rarely used. It's the same as in Africa, the word aye, you know, what it means. It's just an expression. Well, the gospel does not just mean good news, but it means too good to be true news. All right? You got to understand that. That's what the gospel means, and it's easy. That's what you're supposed to live. You're supposed to be living such an abundant and a great life that it's easy. But I know by the Spirit of God that the enemy wants to create complications in your life. But tonight, I'm going to arrest every complication. Everything that wants to make life difficult and hard, we arrest those complications. So raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, I arrest complications, difficulty. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that as we lift our voice and pray, that every complication is being arrested. Every difficulty, every challenge that has come to stop my life, every spirit on assignment, hallelujah, that is coming after me because of who I am, every spirit on assignment that comes after me because I'm my mother's son or my father's daughter or my father's son or my grandmother's grandson, in the name of Jesus, every complication in marriage, every complication in finance, every complication in business, every complication in relationship, Father, I curse it. I arrest it I cancel it in the name of Jesus. And according to Psalm 149, hey, I command it to be arrested. I sentence it now in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I understand by revelation that there are demonic spirits that came to complicate my life, complicate my ministry, complicate my assignment. But in the name of Jesus, I come against misfortune that came to make everything complicated. I come against every spirit that attacks marriages, that attacks relationships, that attacks my finances, that attacks my mind, that attacks my future, that attacks my destiny in the name of Jesus by divine authority. Every power that fights me because of who my mama is, that fights me because of who my daddy is, that fights me because of the church that I go to, that fights me because of my pastor, that fights me because of my assignment, in the name of Jesus, I arrest it. Hey, Bele, Lamanda Labakotaya. Yeah, he kundili mi aza, le mandili mi asha kono mohota. Every spirit that declared that I will struggle because my mama struggled and my father struggled, that wants me to have curses and wants me to have difficulty, I repeal every curse. I abolish every demonic sentence and I command it to be overturned. My God, I feel it quaking. Y'all better pray. I feel the opposition. Pray. Woo, I feel it. Yasha. Oh, mama, shikele. Le mandili mi ikala bahaza. I abolish it. I repeal it. And I overturn it. My God, I feel the warfare. Y'all got to pray. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Man kamande lebe kola. I repeal it. I command it to overturn. I bind it now. I bind it now. Every spirit that wants to bring complications, my God, I fear this warfare, that wants to bring complications in KCC, that wants to bring complications in the women's department, in the men's department, amongst the musicians, in the name of Jesus, I arrest complications. I arrest every attack. I arrest it now. Pray, pray, pray. I feel this. Yababo ushamania. Ibaso komandi nimi. Shele manda lalaba, lamanda labakusaya, yebeke sheteleme. Every complication be arrested. Every attack be arrested. Every complication that is fighting relationship, that is fighting my finances, that is fighting my son, that is fighting my daughter, that is fighting my future and my destiny, that is fighting my body, I break complication. I arrest complication. I repeal every word curse. I repeal every generational curse. I repeal every curse that was sent through the bloodline of my father's house and my mother's house. May the finger of God burn every blood. Babu, baba, babo, bobo, bobo. May le ba, baba, sikuma, le kamba la kika, le kuku tule kikele, rampala be ekamu, lukufuni, ripinsini ekanta, la kadusne, le kandili mi under la hosa, la bala wantala mohobaya, le bendili mi ika, le kandili mi itoroho, lukushala, le mandili azaya. Zandelehe, in the name of Sheke, Bay. Every complication with vehicles, every complication with housing situation, every complication in my travel, in my finances, in my movement, in my education, in my mind, I arrest it. I declare easy. I decree easy. I declare easy. My life is easy. My finances are easy. My relationships are easy. My friendships are easy. My covenants are easy. My businesses are easy. My transactions are busy. My negotiations are easy. Hey, Basha, Yeban Kudamasia, Lintana Mohosha. I decree it. I declare it. And it is so in the name of Jesus. Ooh, my God, I feel that.
Y'all, if I was you, I would continue to pray that today in your prayer time tonight before you go to bed. Arrest complications, because I felt the warfare. And if I was you, I would continue to pray that, and I would command it to be easy in every area of your life. You heard the prayer points of Pastor Butler. We come against the spirit of offense. Amen. We got to dismantle that. Hallelujah. Go after it. Destroy it. So you won't be hindered and blocked and stopped. But you are blessed. You are favored. I don't know what nobody told you, but I want you to know that. You are indeed blessed. And no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Do you hear me? You got to stand fast, therefore, on the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. I'm looking forward to praying with you in the morning at 6 o'clock. And I went to the Charlotte prayer, and I seen a good group of people there praying. I don't know what's going on in Jacksonville. But Jacksonville, I expect you to be in prayer. But Charlotte, I appreciate you being in prayer. And I don't know what's going on in Houston. But let's give ourselves the prayer and intercession and believing God. I'll be praying with you again in the morning at 6 a.m. We'll be praying, calling on Jesus, believing God for signs, wonders, and miracles. We arrest complications. La ba 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 sotolo mokitai. In the name of Jesus. It is so. You are blessed. More grace.